the worst disaster in United Nations history. The words of a senior UN official today as the international community struggles to get help into Haiti. It's feared the number of people killed by the earthquake could now reach 200,000. Although donations are flooding in and tons of aid are arriving at the airport, survivors are continuing to die because of the lack of basic medical help.
Oh, this place?
We get 50 for this place, and I'm going to get 50 more for Gracie.
Okay.
And for Musa's place.
Okay.
And then after that, the other places, I don't think we're going to get enough. I think definitely I'm going to have to do something else because it's too much money.
Yeah.
We can have it for you. Because only for the rice is only $2,000. So I got
$1,000 for 50 bags?
$2,000 for 75.
For 75, 25 kilograms.
So that's mean for one, I paid for 100, so it's about 2005. So now I got about, so I have, it's only three groups.
Yeah.
So that's mean we got six more groups.
Yeah.
It's extremely hard.
So a 25 kilo bag would be good for how many people? How many
for one family?
For okay, one family for how long?
In each of them there is eight big ball.
Okay.
So it depends if they cook one ball a day, that's 8 days. If they cook half ball a day, it's 16 days. You know, sometimes they don't eat only rice, they mix up with corn, you know, vegetables. So it depends on how they use it.
Okay.
But we do what we can. It's up to them to control it, you know.
Yeah.
Any questions?
So how much was one? How much was one? It's 50 pounds, you said, bag of rice?
50 pounds.
How much was one?
For?
How much was one bag?
The price?
Yeah.
It's about 200 Haitian dollars. Let's say about 25 US. But it's not really exact.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna write it down. I'm gonna do it in here.
You might have a solution, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Is it easy to find rice?
Not really, because the quality that we find is the second level of quality that we use in Haiti.
Okay.
The first one is completely gone, sold out. We cannot find it. So we use the second quality. It's okay. They like it. But we don't give them the lower than that. The third quality, it's a little less money, but it's not good. They don't like it. And we cannot give to people things that we wouldn't use for ourselves.
So who are these? Can you talk a little bit about who are these people who are getting the rice?
It was going to be Muslim and non-Muslim. We started with the Muslim. It's about 20 of them that still don't get. We're going to give them. And then the rest will be distributed to non-Muslim. The people that are sleeping around, you see like this then, we're going to give them. And those are the people that we're asking for things too.
Yeah.
So we the priority is for Muslim, but we also take care of the non-Muslim. Let's go make salad.
I'm like,
As you can see, Islamically, the women should be separate to the men, okay? So I'm gonna try to get a curtain so I can separate them, inshallah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the background of the people praying? Like, where are they from?
Well,
just a little bit.
The brothers and sisters, they are from all over the town. Some of them walk.
What town is this?
This is Miragwan. Mm-hmm. But in Miragwan, they have different little sections. Some of them walk about half an hour to come for Salat. Some of them are right next door. So most of them are not from the city. Okay? So they are different groups, different places.
Can you talk a little bit about the structure here, who lives here, while I show the video?
This is a school, and this section was given by the owner of the school so we can do Islamic works, you can do Salat. Mm-hmm. And they have a school that function every day from Monday to Friday.
Okay.
And the staff of the school are Muslim, but the school is not an Islamic school.
Okay.
Okay, because of the earthquake, now they stop working. But as the government was saying, by the month of March, they should start over with the activity of school. So we are waiting. But I don't think there is any walking walls in this school, so probably they shall be able to start,
okay,
inshallah. And also, although if they have walking parts in the school, I think they still can be open because the government plan to give tents for the classroom.
Okay.
So we are waiting to see what kind of assistance they are going to give. But in the meantime, we are waiting for them. So we use these tents that was given by the brothers from United States, from you guys, and also from the brothers from Texas. And we are using them as a temporarily, because we are still waiting for the earthquake to settle down, because every once in a while it starts shaking again. And as you can see also, now we are working on the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
They are fixing it so we can have a place more comfortable for you and also for us.
For you also.
For
us.
Yeah.
For
also for us.
Don't talk about the kitchen.
Yeah, okay. We also have many things to do. We have the kitchen, which is in a very bad condition. We have the depot. That's where we stock the foods. It's probably okay. But here, when you look at the kitchen, it's really acceptable, Because the kitchen is wide open. It's not in a room, They cook here. It's not proper. Normally, we are against the use of woods. We were hoping to have something with gas, but we haven't been able to do that yet. So far we are using charcoal to cook, and they are about to cook today. Apa yo pa fe manje?
Bilal maron ni le ba un charbon.
Oh, no charcoal. Okay. So the reason why they haven't cooked yet for today is because they are running off charcoal. So I'm gonna work it out to see if they can start it. Because normally we cook every day once a day, one meal a day for mm-hmm. the brothers and sisters.
So the meal you cook here is specifically for the Muslims in this town?
Yeah, for the Muslim, and sometimes non-Muslims stop by and eat with us. With us.
Okay. If I was to ask you, give me an estimate number of Muslims in this town, how many would you say?
In this town, Muslim, we're talking about over 200, but practical Muslim that are practicing Islam is about 100-120, but there are many brothers that recite Shahada and comes once in a while or never come, you know? Yeah, but they know about Islam.
Okay.
And you talked about a little bit about the school. What kind of? I know I talked to the imam here. I know he's a math teacher and a physics teacher. Yeah, do they do any kind of Islamic teaching?
No, not yet. Okay. I'm gonna have an Islamic school started in September, just like Al Mahdi Center in the capital. We're gonna have one exactly like that here in September, inshallah. Because before you open up a school, you have to settle down with the government, the Board of Education. You have to let them know that what you are aware of doing. And then after that, they're going to take it from there. So we let them know, and we're going to start working, inshallah, in September, inshallah. I think it's time for Salat.
Et prophète là, Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, te kon fè salat yo. So lè na priye, nou priye sou yo. Et puis lè fini, nous remete yo là, attendez? Ok? Lè fini, nous remete yo là. On fè pas besoin, prends li dans mosquée, on ven. Et pour nous lié, on va mettre tout, nous mette en quantité. Frère qui pas de bougre à prier sous dos, mais on attend. Ok.
A group of there was a UN police from Egypt. He came down here and he rented the place, and he had a couple of brothers practicing Islam. And then he left, and one of the brothers that was in charge of the group, he went to the capital and he never came back. So ever since, the brothers are on their own. So they had no connection. And last week they came to us and they asked us if we could teach them, and they would like to become part of us. So they decided to learn the school of thought, the Shia school of thought. So today they started with the first lesson. Abdurrahman Delajodi. Yeah.
Who's teaching? Who's
Abdurrahman, the one that was in the car. Okay, so I'm gonna use the thing that the book that you have to give them so they can learn with Abdurrahman, inshallah. Combien frères en tout, Axel?
Musulman en tout.
He said altogether Muslim they are about 23. But what about Kieska Pratik here? So about 23 altogether. But right now there are 10 of them studying. Okay.
Studying where?
Studying with Abdurrahman. Thank you. This is the community of Grissier, which is in the south side of Port-au-Prince, the capital. And here we are in the house of one of the imam. His name is Abdul Haq. As you can see, his house was completely destroyed. And everything fell down. There is no chance of use it again. They have to build another house. And over there is the masjid. This is the other side of the house. One side was covered with the halls, and this one was like this. Everything is destroyed. And this is the musala, that's where we pray. This is very strange. This is it. It's all natural. That's where we put the rugs and we do salat.
Yeah? How big is this community over here?
This community has about 50 brothers and sisters, including brother's family, his wife and his daughter, and the guy's nephew, the sister's nephew, he's not here right now. So the reason why you don't see all of them here, because today they are giving away some kind of food or something. So they all went to try to see if they could get something.
Okay.
But the people from IOC, when they came, they had visited here. It was the time for Salatul Maghrib, and we prayed together.
Parce que dès qu'on sortit en l'air, on fait salat tout et zor et maghrib. Et puis nous fait salat tout le fadj en haut, nous préparer un espace pour faire salat tout.
Now they only come here to do salat tout zor and asol and maghrib and isha. For Fajr, they did it. They do it up there where you
by,
see.
By the tent.
Yeah. Okay. Because it's too early for them to walk all the way.
And you want to go to the matin. Okay. Il fait ça à 5 heures du matin. Et à minuit, il fait timidement.
This is for the third time. At midnight, it did it. 4 this morning, it did it. And now again. I think this is pretty strange for an earthquake. Eh?
Right now? Turn the air down if it's bothers.
This is the
This is
why I work.
public work, minister of public.
Ministry.
Yes, this is all the ministers were here.
Oh,
the health, this is health right there, finance, public work, you know, all of them were there. You want to take picture?
Yeah, I'm taking.
He's taking. Oh, this is a palace right here.
Yeah. You done?
Yeah.
We have no office for them.
Yeah.
Now. These are the children of Almadi Islamic Center. Unfortunately, because of the earthquake, most of them went to the countryside. They don't want to stay in the capital. I've tried hard to get these children here today, and we couldn't find the family to bring them. Those that are on the street, I still cannot find them. I still don't know how many die. I still don't know how many are alive. But alhamdulillah, we found this, so I bring them here today so we can have a little conversation with them, so we can share little gifts with them. Inshallah, maybe next month, I'm gonna get more contact with them. Most of them will be here. So usually, there should be about, this is the primary school. There should be about 70 of them. These are little. There should be about 70. And as you can see, like I told Sister Fatima, the biggest problem that I have is hijab. Whenever I make them, it doesn't last. And I should keep them with me because it will be much better for me to raise them Islamically. Once they go to the street, they change. When they come back, I have to start again. So we need to do a lot of things. We need to rebuild the house and the school, and we need to have facilities in order to keep them with us in the school, like an orphanage. But now it's extremely difficult because of the earthquake, you know. And there should be 70. These are how many. And this is Hassan. He's the one who had the accident. So, inshallah, you see, it was in his head. They still. He started to talk about last week, because before he couldn't talk, he was speechless. Alhamdulillah. Okay, today we're gonna give them some gifts, and
a little background on them, like just the kids in general.
These children are often, either they have no mother, no father, or maybe they have one father and no mother, or no mother or one father. But I'm sure that they don't have both parents, because this was the criteria for me to accept the children in the center. And I give them Islamic teaching, and also we give them classical teaching based on what the government requires for the school. The center has two parts, which is the kindergarten and the primary school. Basically, these are
for 3 to 6 years old, little kids. Okay, be careful, you see? So,
salad here, and I was doing this to make my office. And from that side, we have apapota over. From that side, we have the primary side. This is the primary side.
This is the toilet.
These are, you can see the, this is the site for the primary. And we make eat salad there too. Are you ready to go? Be careful. Don't stay there.
Us in their prayer, in their du'as, and we'll keep, just remember that our Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his appearance, is with us. He's with the people.
Imagine nous nous songer yo la prière nous. Yo même qui a songé nous la prière par eux. Et nous qu'il est dans tête que Imam Mahdi est présent.
And we always remember that.
Comment ça va?
Ça va bien.
Comment ça va?
Ça va bien, merci.
Comment tu t'appelles?
Osmondo.
Osmondo? Osmondo. Comment ça va? Ça va bien? Ça va bien? Tu aimes bonbons?